Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, shout out to Payne and Pendergast for setting the table. But as you could hear from that crosstalk, the gloves are about to come off on this edition of In the Loop with John Lopez, Brandon Scott, and like Reginald Atatula.
Let's just not mention it.
Let's just kind of bypass how awkwardly bad this was.
The schedule's out.
Was it that bad?
It was bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad.
This is why I love that Lopez has this take, because I'm with you, Figgy. I was just like, all right, cool.
I did have an issue with it. I felt like they had way too many influencers in there, and a lot of people didn't know who they are.
It was a
girl at the end. I had no idea who that was. My wife knew who she was, and she was like, is she from Houston? Why is she in the video?
The one that was just sitting there requesting the schedule at the end of it? It was by herself? Yeah,
I didn't know who that was.
I turned to Amy and I'm like, did they put out a cheat sheet with this? I need a screen grab of the Zoom call that had the 20 people on it with each one numbered and so I could see who they were. Like I saw Sketch on there.
And
a few others.
But the clear sign to me is that they're leaving the rest of us behind. Like you and I are millennials, right, Figgy?
Yeah.
From millennials all the way up to you guys, they're leaving us all behind, and this is a Gen Z thing.
You don't have to be Gen Z to get. We'll get to it.
I just meant some of the recognizable faces.
Yeah.
Some of them guys, we just don't traffic in them spaces, we're not gonna never know who they are.
This is true. I've got hot takes, and I've got a ranking of the best ones, and the question of the day is gonna be, of course, about what they should have done, and we're looking forward to the listeners doing that.
So we'll get into that at 10:40, question of the day. Make sure you are locked in the loop at that point. But for now, let's just digest the schedule since I know, Lopez, for you, you were somebody that was very much anticipating this event. There was a little bit mixed emotion, mixed feeling between you and Reggie and how big of an event this was. But I think we can all agree once the schedule comes out, we're all excited.
Oh, yeah.
All here for it. So I'm going to ask a very basic question because we're going to go through the schedule and talk about it in a number of different ways throughout the show. But let me ask you a basic B question to start the show. Is this schedule good? Like, is the Texans schedule in particular, and we can talk about from a national perspective later, but just the Texans schedule, 2025 schedule, is this a good schedule for the Texans?
Oh, I like it. I think the answer is absolutely yes. As a fan, it's absolutely good. Rams, big time game to start the season. Monday Night Football coming back, and we'll get to the Monday Night things. As a fan, I liked it a lot. Just because look at the marquee games you're playing.
Yeah.
Big time Chiefs, Ravens. You know the division games, the rivalries. Of course, you got the Rams going out there with the Nick Cayley, you know, whatever. Triumphant return.
The Cayley Bowl is what I think somebody called it yesterday.
Which, by the way, how many people in LA are going, oh, Nick Cayley's
Dude,
coming back?
I'm so glad you said that because like I get why we might call it a Cayley Bowl.
Yeah.
But what's going to be real funny is how we go into that game with all of these Nick Cayley coming from Rams type of storylines.
They're saying nothing.
And the Rams are going to be like,
that guy was here.
Cool. Like, you know what? Don't you look familiar? Don't we know you from somewhere?
That guy that helped Sean McVay? Yeah, that guy.
Oh, the tight end coach.
Yeah, the tight end coach.
Right. Meanwhile, it's going to be a linchpin in our narrative.
Yeah, it will be.
Real quick, who is our tight end coach?
Moreland.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad.
Just
you said
imagine,
it.
Just yeah. the Moreland Bowl guys. Yeah. Hey,
and if notice how I just had like the last name and not the first. I think it's Jake.
Yeah, just imagine he get the offensive coordinator position somewhere else and yeah. face the Texans. Hey, it's the Moreland Bowl.
Like, the what?
We like who?
I'm looking this up just to make sure.
So, no, as a fan, it's a great schedule. As someone who's digging into the Texans every week, and for the Texans themselves. It's tough. It's a tough schedule. Now, there are some like notable things I think I kind of want to go through and get y'all's reaction.
Let's do it.
See if you agree, disagree, or whatever. Now, we knew they were going to have a first-place schedule. And the other thing that we knew but doesn't really hit you until you see the schedule, 9 road games, 8 home games.
Yeah.
Just off the top, that's a little more difficult.
Well, and not just that, but to start, Drew Doherty had this on HoustonTexans.com. I'm trying to remember off top, but like the first 8 to 9 games or so, like the majority of them are either on the road, then you got that bye mixed in there. So, like, it's going to be like the first 6 to 8 weeks, you only got a couple of home games.
That's the second point I was going to make that I think is, all right, you're going to, is that good? You tell me, is that good? Is that bad?
Before you continue, just to the audience, Sports Radio 610 on YouTube and also 610 Houston on Twitch, and you can get involved on the text line 713-572-4610. That's how you get involved with the show. Let us know. What do you think? Is this a good or bad schedule for the Texans?
And that would be the Mokarem Law Firm that brings us that on those streams. That's it. 2 home games in the first 7 weeks.
Yes, that's it.
To me, that ain't great. You know, because you got some good teams in there. Obviously, Rams, Bucks on Monday Night Football. The Ravens, I believe, are in that early stretch. So 2 home games in 7 weeks. You like that?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't like that for the team or for the fan experience. And the fan experience is obvious, right? Yeah, you don't get to go to your games unless you travel. So you don't – obviously you're going 7 weeks with just a couple of games. So I don't like that for fans. But specific to the team, I don't love it because the home games are as tough as you mentioned, right? Rams. Yeah. One of them is a division game. I don't believe in the Jags, but, you know, you got to throw in the wild card of a divisional matchup. And then, of course, the Ravens there. You got the Ravens who, like, I actually mentioned this to you before the show started. Is anybody going to be bold enough to predict the Texans? Like, at any point, either right now as the schedule comes out or later on as we get closer to the season, is anybody going to be bold enough to predict the Texans winning that game at Baltimore?
Ooh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm not, man.
There ain't a single soul that's going to have that hot take.
Yeah.
Especially after the last time they played the Ravens on Christmas.
There is not enough homerific sauce that we can put on that sandwich.
Yeah.
But speaking to the point, I don't love that.
Hot dog sandwich.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got a tough slate of road games on top of the number of road games.
Yeah. No, that's it. And then there's a couple of other things that I think are going to be key in this schedule. Just as you look at the breadth of it, you know, the totality of it, I feel like that midseason homestand, you got to sweep it. I feel like you're going to, given what Baltimore is, what the late season is with Kansas City.
You're talking the post-bye, but after the Monday Night Football against Seattle, when you've got Niners, Broncos, Jags.
Yeah, you got to sweep that.
You got to sweep that.
You have to.
Well, Stay tuned later in the show.
All right.
We're going to definitely give our predictions to find out if we think that we're going to sweep those. But so you think that this is, are you saying that this is an easier part of the schedule, a soft spot in the schedule, or because of the other ones are so hard?
I think it's easier. Niners good, but okay. You know, good defense, all that. Broncos, same. Jags, division team at home. I feel like you have to sweep those three games, given what's going on before it and what happens after it.
Yeah, and just the idea that you have to sweep those, though, yeah. And between the three of them, only the Jags are the team that I don't take seriously at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, I said earlier, that's a divisional opponent. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you got to sweep those games.
Yeah.
I could very easily see you going 1-2.
Maybe
losing all of them. Yeah. God forbid. Yeah. But the Niners, like, that wouldn't surprise anybody if the mm-hmm. Texans lost to the Niners, or the Broncos, who are ascending
yeah.
in a similar way that the Texans seem like they were after, you know, after year one mm-hmm. with CJ Stroud. They just got their, you know, year one with their rookie quarterback. Yeah. So with Bo Nix. So like that's one where you look at and you say, hey, they need to sweep this.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the confidence level is or how much you're going to be able to say that with your chest that they will be able to
do
that.
No, I totally agree. And then the other kind of sweeping look at the schedule I have, and we're going to get into the nitty gritty and the schedule release and the pick 'em and all that later. But the other big sweeping thing, it's like, so the NFL decided, what are our best primetime games?
Insane.
They found some great primetime games across the league, like the just great matchups. And then they went, well, we got to give the Texans a couple, and they just like tossed them in there with Seattle.
That's the one I didn't understand.
Oh no,
I'm like, who's trying to see Seattle versus
Tampa.
The Texans?
Listen, these Monday night football games that they have, I am convinced. Like, if there is an argument for there's not people putting these schedules together, and it's just AI yeah. or something computer generated, or maybe somebody that doesn't like have any kind of context. Like mm-hmm. there, I don't think that there are matchups that you could find across the league that lack more context or like a reason for why are we here?
Why am I watching this?
Than these Monday night and the fact that they're Monday night games instead yeah. of Thursday night games. Did Amazon or somebody say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Y'all take some of those terrible games that we get on Thursdays and some of the meaningless and like pointless
yeah.
nationally televised games that we get on Thursday. Let's do it on
always a hook.
What's the hook with Tampa and
Seattle?
Look, credit Sean Pendergast mm-hmm. because yesterday in his like immediate reaction video,
yeah.
he was able to put something on that Tampa game like, oh, this was one of the better games of the year 2 years ago. And it was kind of like the moment that I think the Texans arrived on a national stage for because of the reason or the way that they won that game at the end. And yeah. they go back the next week and go on the road and beat Cincinnati. And so it's like the Texans are here. But I'm like, damn, Sean, mm-hmm. I don't know if you realize, and I know you're talking to Texans fans, but that's a hell of a deep cut.
Yeah.
That is the deepest of deep cuts to figure out.
That's the first thing I thought about. I ain't going to lie. I'm like, are they trying to channel that last matchup?
That's a reach for a hook.
And that's a hell of a reach.
And then I
even started thinking Mike Evans, maybe he coming back home. But that's a deep cut right there.
That ain't a national audience
that?
Narrative.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know who knows that? We do.
Yeah.
And in Tampa, they do.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't even know Tampa. No.
They might know.
Nah, he's from Tampa at this point.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
like,
they'll
give a damn
Houston.
About Galveston.
He had a chance to come to Houston and said, no, I'm staying in Tampa.
Well, no, I'm talking about just even that game, though. Like how significant of a moment that was.
Yeah.
Like, maybe then, 2 years ago, like, you could point to it as a similar, but ain't nobody looking back and saying, man, you remember in the middle of the season
yeah.
2 years ago when they wore them red helmets and they figured it out? Nah. And Tank Dell, like, nah.
But
nobody's
like every Monday night, as we're watching Monday Night Football, they start talking about the next week's game. And, oh, that's going to be Derrick Henry returning to Tennessee. I'm just pulling stuff out of the air. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
Yeah.
Hey, we got Tampa going to Houston next week.
And they're going to say exactly what Sean said. Remember the last time these two teams played?
Yeah.
It was a matchup.
Well, and at least with Tampa, you've got, you know, you got this at least a somewhat of a marquee quarterback matchup. No, I'm not saying
Somewhat. Baker you're right.
But you got Baker Mayfield and C.J. Stroud. You can sell that.
What are they going to say on the Monday night before the Seattle game?
The thing with Seattle
that
is—
That one lost me. And it's on ESPN Plus.
Well, and the fact that Seattle, like one of the big stories about them is how they punted. Them guys punted on the—it felt like they punted on the season.
Yeah.
Like, not that they punted on the season, but they made so many changes that makes their team so— Mm-hmm. unrecognizable. You're gonna have to learn them.
Yeah,
I don't see what's compelling about putting them on national against anybody, much less the Texans.
Sam Darnold, man, you got Sam Darnold. You ain't even got DK Metcalf no more. Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah.
I don't get that one.
It's I'm telling you, it's like they said. Well, we got to give him a couple. Who else do we need to give him Monday night? And they go, well, Seattle and Tampa are available. Okay, let's do that.
I have not looked at it to see who else or if Seattle has any more nationally televised games or any more primetime games.
Yeah.
But you got to figure, and this is no disrespect to the Texans, but if you're going to have either the Texans or Seattle, like the other opponent has to reach a certain level.
Yeah.
And the Texans aren't at a high enough level to bring up the property value that, you know, for Seattle's.
Or even like a rookie phenom.
Something like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Just some like Genty went to, you know, or something like that.
Or even one of these division games would have made more sense if you're going against Cam Ward. Or even the Trevor Lawrence thing, I know has lost its shine. But that would have made more sense for a Monday night game. This one I don't get.
I don't get. And then the last thing that, again, kind of just taking the breath of the entire schedule before we get into more details later in the show. I don't think some people, I know Sean picked this Buffalo at home on Thursday night as a win. But I don't think the schedule makers did the Texans any favors with Buffalo and Kansas City. Like, Buffalo on a short week, yes, they're traveling, but it's still a short week for you after a game at Tennessee where you beat the hell out of each other in a division game. And then you're coming back on a short week to face Buffalo and Josh Allen. And then Kansas City in December at night.
Yeah, so the Buffalo thing, Kansas City in December at night, that's just
– yeah.
Hell on earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a cold hell.
Yeah.
But the thing with the Bills, when I first saw it, I was like, you know, kind of happy that the Texans would get the Bills on a national stage because I feel like Josh Allen won the MVP last year and played one of the worst games of his career against the Texans in a game that nobody watched unless you live in Houston or Buffalo.
Yeah.
The game that nobody talks about, very un-MVP-like. I'm like, okay. They'll get an opportunity to do that on a national stage. But then I thought about the exact factor that you just mentioned. Yeah, but on a short week.
Still a short week.
Don't know if I love that as much. And on a Thursday night game, those can be real clunky. And just a simple fact, if they're competitors the way I expect them to be, they probably remember that.
Oh, you know? Josh Allen does.
Like, maybe the nation didn't follow it, but Josh Allen remembers it. The returning Bills remember it. Obviously, we remember it. So, I thought that was an interesting. A lot of stuff to get into with the Texans schedule, the NFL schedule release from last night. We'll talk about it. Brandon Scott in for Reginald Adetula. We got John Lopez here. We got Figgy Fig. And coming up next, man, we got to talk about these Astros because they done won back-to-back games and got a little life. We'll do that next one.
All right.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.